Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. That's a great music video.
Welcome to Crackers and Milk. Thank you for the opening, Jacob and Ryan.
You're welcome.
Well, you guys did a great opening.
Yeah, I helped. Jake produced.
Jake produced. Ryan helped with. Jake did the most of it, and then Ryan came in at the end.
Let's give good Jake job. Credit where it's due.
I'm giving both of you credit. Good job.
Well, thanks for helping me along.
Well,
Dave, where were you?
Well, I was laughing too much to even have an effective Ghostbusters.
So what are we talking about tonight?
Today we are talking about Ghostbusters 2016. The all girls.
The female-led cast.
Female-led cast of Ghostbusters. Jake has our synopsis for it, though.
Synapsis.
So released on July 11th, 2016, director Paul Feig. Mm-hmm. All right. Paranormal researcher Abby Yates, played by Melissa McCarthy, and physicist Aaron Gilbert, played by Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, that's how I pronounce it.
Are trying to prove that ghosts exist in modern society. When strange apparitions appear in Manhattan, Gilbert and Yates turn to engineer Jillian Hotzman for help. Also joining the team is Patty Tolan, a lifelong New Yorker who knows the city inside and out. Armed with proton packs and plenty of attitude, the four women prepare for an epic battle as more than 1,000 mischievous ghouls descend on Times Square.
Yes. So, like Jake said, the release date is July 11th. The money for it, the budget was $144 million. They made $229.1 million. The Rotten Tomatoes is 74%. So the competition. So I did a little bit above. I started at the beginning of July, just to give it a little bit more. So, July 1st, the BFG came out. The Purge Election Year came out that one before. Star Trek Beyond came out before Ghostbusters. Then Ghostbusters, Jason Bourne, Ice Age Collision Course, Batman the Killing Joke, Bad Moms. And then in August, you had The Suicide Squad, Pete's Dragon, Sausage Party, Ben-Hur, Coba and Two Strings, War Dogs, and La La Land on August 31st.
I was going to say, before we get into it, I guess that Batman the Killing Joke is awesome. I haven't watched it, but I hear it's just fantastic.
Me and Jake talked
about it. I'm not joking. I guess it's really good.
Yeah, well, seeing that, it's like I've kind of wanted to watch it, but I'm not sure if I want to watch it.
Did Mark Hamill do the voice in that one?
Yes, he did.
I think he did, yeah.
See, that would be interesting.
Well, it wouldn't be good otherwise.
True. As the Joker.
He is the Joker.
Yep.
Jake's Joker, yeah.
Everybody's Joker.
Yeah. Okay, then our top 10, it was Captain America, Rogue One, Finding Dory, Zootopia, The Jungle Book, Secret, Life of Pets, Batman vs. Superman, Fantastic Beasts, Deadpool, and Suicide Squad. So the money, the range was $1.2 billion for Captain America 3,
okay.
So Civil War.
That's crazy.
And then Suicide Squad at 747.
Oscar winning Suicide Squad.
What did they win for?
Like costume or makeup or
something like that. That was a really good year for movies.
It was. So I looked at the dates on this one. So you have Deadpool, February 8th, Zootopia, February 10th, Batman versus Superman. Dawn of Justice was March 19th. Jungle Book, April 5th. Captain America, April 12th. Secret Life of Pets, June 16th. And then also Finding Dory, June 8th. You had seven of the top movies come out before Ghostbusters. that year. And then after, you only had Suicide Squad, Fantastic Beasts, but that was in November. And then you had Rogue One, which was in December. So it's like,
that was a great movie.
Oh, Rogue One was awesome.
But like, do you think with this one, we'll get into it. Yeah. With this one, people were movied out because they had so many good movies before.
No, it was for some weird reason a backlash of doing a female led.
Do you think that was the main reason?
Yeah, I really do.
Wow, America.
When,
way to be sexist.
That's the weird thing is why at this time would people complain about that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not the 70s.
I feel that...
Well, you had this one in Ocean's 8 that came out. I don't know if Ocean's 8 came out the same year, but it came out sometimes...
Isn't Ocean's 8 like a couple years ago, maybe, at the most?
Well...
Maybe like last year?
So 17, 18?
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel that...
This came out in 2016.
I feel that Ghostbusters...
2018, Ocean's 8.
Oh, so 2 years, yeah. Okay.
Last year, but 1 year.
Well, it was 2 years apart from these ones.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Ghostbusters 16.
Yeah.
That one last year. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You're on your page.
Yeah, I'm on my page like always.
We're on.
We were on a different page.
Totally different page.
Maybe in a different book.
Dave, turn your page. Anyways, yeah. So I think that you've got such a huge following of the original two movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. I don't know if people didn't give it much of a... It made some good money, though.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, they made it back.
I don't know if they really gave it a that big of a chance coming off of the other two movies. But it doesn't really have a whole lot to do with the first two.
No, yeah. I would even say it's not even... in the same universe.
Yeah, that's what we talked about, is it being a different universe.
Yeah.
Because, all of them are there. I mean, the only cameo we didn't get was Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we get the Harold Ramis bust. Mm-hmm. Bust.
And then you have...
Bill Murray kind of seemed like he was phoning it in, but...
Yeah. And then you had Dan Aykroyd as the cab guy. Then you had Ernie Hudson at the end.
Yeah.
I did not even think about Rick Moranis, and I would really love to see him in there.
And then you had the secretary, of course, coming in, and then
Sigourney Weaver was in there.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Have you seen him in anything since Brother Bear?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know if he's been in a few horrible
Honey, I Shrunk the Kid movies.
Yeah, but that... Like he seems like to be like Joe Pesci, where Joe Pesci kind of went away from all the movies, and you see him once in a while, but you don't see Joe Pesci in movies.
There's that YouTube series of what happened to this person or something. Maybe I can research it. But
his wife died, and so he got out of acting, to take care of his kids.
Mm. Jake knows the answer.
And so Brother Bear is he. Did it as a favor to Disney, really, because
Disney did.
They made
him
some money,
slightly. And I like the Honey I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh yeah,
the first one.
The first one.
I thought the first one was fun.
Yeah, the first one was great.
But I generally liked all the movies Rick Moranis was in. Mm-hmm. Rick Moranis.
Yeah,
I love him in Brewster's Millions. He only did a cameo in that one, but I like him in that.
Yeah,
one.
Strange Brew.
Yeah.
Just silly, but it's a good one.
Oh, the Canadians, they're pretty funny.
Yes, they are.
Was he in Canadian Bacon with John Candy?
I don't think I've ever seen Canadian Bacon.
Oh. Had to have been, though.
I watched a little bit of it. That one was a little funny. Or funny.
He's the only principal cast from the, you know.
That's crazy. From the first two movies.
Yeah.
They even got the villain of
now
the
I hate
second
that movie.
Movie in that one. In this one.
Slimer?
No.
Viggo.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Carpathian.
Huh.
When they were listening
the... Towards the end, right?
No, that's from the first one.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Zool.
Yep.
Yeah, they got that one. Sorry, my bad. I thought it was the second one.
I was like, did Dave discover something that I didn't notice?
See, it was Zool.
On a different page.
Who's Zool?
Yeah. Does Zool mean anything to you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. At the end, yeah. Okay, so.
Which sets it up for another movie.
It does. Which probably isn't going to happen, though.
No, it won't. It's not going to.
Why?
Why? Why?
Yeah.
I think this just didn't do well.
I had fun with it.
It was critics so funny.
Well. Yeah. I felt it was pretty clever, and the comedic timing was great with everybody. Yeah. And I love the ghosts.
I think the graphics are amazing.
Yeah.
I think that was great. The questions I have with, to me, I was talking to people about it. I think the main cast, I think they, like, we've talked about overacting. I think they overacted. I think they overacted where it was too much for me, personally speaking. Hmm. And then I did like the secondary characters a lot better than the secondary characters of the first Ghostbusters. Because so when I watched this one.
I ain't afraid no ghost.
Yeah, when I watched this one, I didn't laugh at the main actors. Because I didn't think anything was funny that they did. And so then I had to double check. I was like, okay, am I being sexist on this? So I had to go watch. I had to watch the other two. And I didn't get. I wasn't laughing at Bill Murray. I wasn't laughing at any of their stuff. So it's like, well, it's probably just over my head.
Oh, very funny.
I had tears coming out of my eyes because I was laughing so hard when I saw this the first time.
I thought Chris Hemsworth is funny in this one.
Oh, he's very hilarious.
Funny. But I didn't think the main actors were that funny.
My cat.
But that's Chris Hemsworth. That's not them.
It's that not whole the main scene actors. Is great. When she's trying to say how handsome he is and trying to hit on him and stuff, I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then Melissa McCarthy, she's trying to reel her back in.
Yeah.
I just think that whole scene's pretty good.
Yeah,
when they're interviewing him.
Yeah.
When they're filming after she gets vomited on by the ghost.
Yeah.
I believe in ghosts. And then it goes to her interview with the dean of the college.
Yeah. Cut it. Come on, Dave.
That was funny when he was flipping.
Do you know who that guy is?
Yeah, he's on Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
I know who he is.
No. What's his name?
I don't know his name.
Okay, I can't think of it right now, but.
Look.
It was funny, Dave.
Steve Higgins.
That's right. I can laugh when you guys do it, when you guys read and act, but like with them.
It's because we're guys.
I can't.
You are sexist. I don't think David they're funny. Burgess.
No, I like Crystal
this
Lake.
This is.
In her
being
other
recorded
movies.
Right now.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
I'm just joking.
I like Kristen Wiig in other movies. I liked her in Ghost Town. I liked her in Walter Mitty. I think she's a funny person. I think Melissa McCarthy at times is funny, where you don't have an overload of her. I really do like that about her. Like, I love her making fun of Sean Spencer.
Yeah.
I like that.
I call that the Vince Vaughn effect. You can only take so much of it.
Yeah.
Right, I get it. I see that.
And Kate McMinnon, like where she lip synced a song, I was like, oh my gosh.
I think she was funny.
I think she stole every scene she was in. She was hilarious.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see your guys' point on
that. Right, and Patty, that's, what's her name?
Leslie Jones?
Yeah, Leslie Jones. I think she's great.
Yeah.
But I think that's how she had to be in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, a strong black New York woman. Mm-hmm. Who knows the city.
Yeah.
And
it's so funny when she's got the ghost on her shoulders and she's like, I'm just going to go, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't think it was as funny as you guys think it was.
It was legitimately scary the first time I saw it at the beginning with the tour guide.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was scary, but funny too.
When they were in the tunnel in the subway.
Yeah.
That ghost was way scary.
With the that was prison. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the electric.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No.
The dragon was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the guy that killed Bill Murray.
It's freaky when he's in the, when it's in the mannequin.
Oh, yes.
And it's chasing her.
Yes.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very scary. That's the guy from episode one, isn't it? The boss.
I don't remember.
When he's like trying to go through the core. The core, very scary. Begun with him.
What are you talking
episode
about?
Episode one, Star Wars.
Oh.
The Gungans.
Oh, yeah.
The Gungan boss leader. Man. Yeah. I don't know.
I can't remember.
I went way off, so.
Yeah.
My bad. It's what I do best.
Charging out of left field. Ryan, ladies and gentlemen.
With your first impression. Has nothing to do with the movie.
Like we talked about, the ghosts are great.
Yeah.
The question I have with it, like, can they really be destroyed? Because in the end, they could, right? Because she puts it through that chipper. Yeah. The hand chipper, and they kind of like die. They don't come back. And
her weapons are more. They didn't really have weapons. They just had the proton packs in the original two.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Where she did a little more scientific.
Weaponized, yeah.
Yeah, they weaponized stuff. Yeah.
And I would say she wasn't killing them. She was dispersing them so they couldn't reform at that time.
There you go. Scientific. Okay.
That makes sense. Because that was, I was like, how can you kill a ghost? While I was reading, how about the scene where
she's trying out the the thing in the back alley?
Oh, yeah.
And come on now.
Melissa McCarthy's like flying up in the air. And
the one scene that I liked was when shot it.
Yeah.
And then it came back and hit the bike. And then they were going to do a high five. She's like, no, that's dangerous. That's a dangerous high five.
Come on.
That's funny.
David. And then the soup she gets.
Yeah, there's
the running joke of wontons.
And then the mid-credit, the soup is just full of wontons.
I just wanted a nice wonton ratio.
It's a good movie, Dave. It's funny. What's wrong with you?
I think Chris Hemsworth steals every scene he's in. I think he's funny. Personally speaking.
I feel he adds to the scene.
Yes. Like I said, Kate McKinnon, steals every scene she is in. She is hilarious when she's wearing the wig and she's doing the fake face and freaks out. Kristen Wiig.
Yeah,
I don't know how much of Saturday Night Live you guys have watched of all this cast. I've
watched some.
I've gone through and watched a lot.
Yeah,
a lot, and I feel that this is some of their best performances. Comedic wise, it's so good. Mm-hmm. So funny.
Yeah, sorry. See, I'm going to have to disagree with you on it. But that's okay. Because I'm okay with disagreeing with you.
You're the bad guy tonight.
I totally am with this
movie. Or do you feel like you're the good guy and we're the bad guys?
No, I'm the bad guy with this movie. I know I'm a bad guy
You feel that it should be funny.
Folks, he didn't even want it on the list of movies we were going to talk about.
I actually dreaded these three movies. Well, Oz and this one, I dreaded these two. These were the two that I dreaded the most.
Because you had to go watch them again?
I watched them. Yeah, I had to watch them again. I had to watch them multiple times, but besides just once. And it was too much. It was I hate these.
So I'll tell you, the Ghostbusters.
The original ones or these
this
ones?
Movie.
Okay.
This movie.
2016.
Yep, 2016. I've probably seen in full length, probably maybe twice.
Yeah.
I've heard it close to 30 or 40 times.
Heard it? What do you mean heard it? Like would just be doing stuff while listening to
driving.
It? Driving.
Driving?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. We have a DVD player in our car, and this is one that was on all the time.
Your kids love it.
Yeah. I think they enjoy it. I mean, we watched it a lot, so either that or it was the only one in the car. and so I, you know, the whole, you get a different perspective when you've listening. Heard things. Yeah, you see the movie different in your own head when you're just listening to it.
Yeah.
Hmm. See, interesting.
That may be something that I have to do, but yeah. I watched the other ones. I didn't think they were that funny either, so I don't know.
There are different, the first ones, there are different, more...
it's a different kind of humor.
It's a different kind of comedy where I think it was like a hip kind of comedy back then.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Okay, so she's a dog.
It wasn't like slapstick humor. It was a little more, I don't know.
Mass panic.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean...
Dogs and cats living together.
I want to call it like a New York kind of humor.
Yeah, I could see that. In those first two, yeah. And then this one is just...
I thought it was hilarious when I was a kid. Yeah, so me too. I haven't really seen it in a while.
Yeah.
I still watch them. I own them on DVD or Blu-ray, whatever I have it on, and the format. And I still watch them periodically.
Yeah.
See, I
enjoy them.
I like the ghosts. You know, you had Slimer come back. They did a great job with Slimer, and they did a great job with the Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
Mr. Puff came back, and that was really good. I like that. About the shout out to them and shout out to the cameos. Yeah. I really like those.
Yeah, but no Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
That's what I...
Boo.
That's my one complaint about it, is they had everybody else principal cast from the originals.
Then it did speak well to your nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
This one did.
Yes, yes, it did.
Did it speak well to your nostalgia, Ryan?
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was a lot of the same stuff, but a new twist
on it.
New jokes.
Yeah.
Different jokes. Mm-hmm. Different comedy.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, a little more physical comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Like, still Melissa McCarthy brought that a lot.
Yeah, and it still had the Ghostbusters feel to it.
Yeah.
But, different comedy. And I do like Chris Hemsworth in it. I think he's pretty funny.
He is pretty funny, yeah. Yes.
He's the only one that I could say that.
I wish they would have left the whole dance scene in.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the extended. I don't know what they did with the non-extended.
It just, he does the... It just cuts to the end of the dance where he does the...
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I like that part.
And I feel that the bad guy was pretty creepy in it, too. I think he did. Neil Casey as Rowan North. I think he didn't... He added a seriousness to it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know they were going to go with it when he killed himself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Just so he could become a ghost.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And lead everybody.
Because I thought they were going to go with him, like, just releasing all these ghosts. But it ended up being... It happened a different way.
Yeah.
The way he wanted it to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
With that...
Because I think them finding him, it kind of sped things up to him. Is that... Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, I can do better being a ghost.
Yeah. He could do what he needs.
Because I'm caught now, right? Mm-hmm. And it ended up being them releasing the ghosts.
Yeah. See, like, when he came and possessed...
Hemsworth?
No.
Melissa McCarthy.
Patty, or not Patty.
With all the stuff coming out?
Yeah.
Abby.
Man. Abby Yates.
Okay, you guys probably thought... I don't know. Did you guys think it was funny?
Yeah.
I just thought it was gross. I don't know why. Because, like, boogers coming out, like, everything coming out. I'm very negative about this movie. just so you guys know. I hope you guys fight back from the negativity. You're
picking everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, you're nitpicking it, Dave. And
I am.
Just sit back, turn the brain off.
I couldn't.
Is this how I was during Lone Ranger?
A little,
okay. Yeah. Whoa.
I guess.
So, Dave, if you ever have kids and your daughter wants to do a Ghostbusters birthday party and they want to rewatch this film,
I would watch it because I like Chris Hemsworth. I think I can
play the part of Dave, or Ryan could play the part of Dave.
I like Chris Hemsworth a lot. I think he makes the movie for me more than anything else. He made the movie for me. But that's my personal opinion over it. And yeah, I would support her in a Ghostbuster movie, Ghostbuster theme movie.
What a great father you are.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I just don't understand why you don't like it, is the thing.
I just don't think they're that funny. I don't know why they're not that funny to me. I just don't think they're that funny in this movie. You guys think they're a lot more funnier than what I think. I don't think they're that funny. I think Chris Hemsworth's funny, but not the other people.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah.
Sexist.
Sure.
Ha ha.
No, yeah. Oh, that.
So yeah, the original ones, they're funny for their time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand how you didn't think they were all that funny. But
yeah.
Do you?
Well,
I think Kristen Wiig is hilarious. I think Melissa McCarthy in the right frame,
mm-hmm.
because she's pretty raunchy in her comedy. Yeah. She just mm-hmm. is. So yeah. In the right frame, she can be more hilarious. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Kate McKinnon stole the movie for me. She was hilarious.
See,
Leslie Jones, she was great.
I think that's great. Like, I think, to me, I like Kristen Wiig. I like Melissa McCarthy to an extent. I don't need a lot of them. I just need enough of them. And I think I had too much of them.
Okay.
So to me, and Kate McKinnon, or Kate whatever her name, however you say her last name, to me it was, I think she was just trying too hard, but that's my personal opinion about it.
Have you seen Leslie Jones?
I don't know.
Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
So you want Melissa McCarthy in that kind of role, a little less.
Yeah.
Not one of the main attractions.
Yeah. See, like I don't know. I haven't watched any of her main movies enough. You know what I mean?
Identity Theft. She's pretty funny in it, but I can.
My
see,
brother says that she's so, pretty good in that one.
So that's where I come in with the Vince Vaughn effect.
Yeah.
Is Vince Vaughn. This is my opinion, obviously, as a main actor, main comedic actor in a movie, is just too much for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one that he was in with Jennifer Aniston.
The breakup.
Yeah, the breakup.
Kind of a hard movie to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And okay. there's certain movies, like I just watched Fighting With My Family.
Yeah.
That new movie that just came out.
Yeah.
About the WWE female wrestler.
Yeah.
He's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect amount of Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Perfect. You don't see him in every scene. When he comes in, he has some pretty good funny spots.
Yeah.
But.
Did you not like Dodgeball?
Great question, Jake.
Or did you ever see Fred Claus?
I do love the one-liners from Dodgeball. But there are some scenes that it's just like, shut up, dude.
Okay. Yeah.
I can see that.
I guess I haven't found that actor for me.
And then said Fred Claus.
Vince
Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn was the main actor in Fred Claus.
Yeah.
That was probably the only one that like I really
enjoy. I enjoy the Christmas part of it.
Yeah.
But he's in it a lot.
Yeah, he's in it a lot.
He's the Fred in Fred Claus.
Yeah. Well, his comedy, it's super long sentences to get to one joke.
Yeah.
And they're like rambling. Blah, 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 funny. Blah, 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 funny.
Yeah.
And just get to it. Mm-hmm. I want to laugh. I don't want to hear a story.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my...
Did you not like Old School?
I do, but he's not really in it much.
Yeah,
he's not.
But
you get more of the Wilson.
There's,
brother
Luke Wilson and
Luke Wilson,
Will Ferrell. So
yeah,
they had a good mix.
Part of the frat
one.
Pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
but that whole frat pack, like I could see everybody having it like that with Vince Vaughn, where it's like sometimes all of them are too much all by themselves. Like Will Ferrell, I've heard people say that Will Ferrell's a little too much all. When he
threw a whole movie,
yeah. And it's like, yeah, I could see that at a point.
Yeah,
to go back to Old School. Well, I guess we're still in Old School. That movie, his Vince Vaughn scenes they get too much for me.
Okay, You'd rather see Luke and Will a little bit more, or other people in that.
I don't mind Vince Vaughn so much, but his scenes are very, very hyper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he just goes off on these 5-minute stories for one simple joke.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
I get that.
We did get earmuffs out of that movie, but I don't know.
The tank out
What's the one where they all go to the island and
couples
retreat?
Yeah.
I was going to stop bringing up Vince Vaughn movies where he's the principal actor, but
I don't know.
But they didn't counterbalance Vince Vaughn in that Couples Retreat. But
I thought Couples Retreat was hilarious.
I think it's good.
I enjoy the movie.
I liked it.
Not as hilarious as Ghostbusters 2016, but
sure, Jake. Sure.
Hey, somebody's had to get us back on the right track, good.
Dude.
You need to find your actor that isn't bothersome.
You've got a lot, though.
I do have a few, but I'm a jerk anyway, so.
I just.
Very critical of people.
Turn the brain off and sit back and enjoy.
Like I can't. I don't know.
I can tell bad acting.
Yeah.
But it doesn't bother me.
See, I think since.
It does.
Since we've been doing this more and more, like. And having to watch movies over and over again, I've become a lot more critical.
Right.
Like, there's some that I could just be like, nah, this is just like, I've been watching Spider-Verse these last couple of days, and I could turn my brain off for that because I really enjoy that movie.
Well,
but like with other ones, like it's these Oz and this one, it was just massively tough to turn my brain off to watch.
Well, I heard a whole bunch of good things about Con Air. Yeah. Right, mm-hmm. And
Ryan doesn't like Nick Cage,
and that movie might have ruined Nick Cage for me.
Okay,
any Nicolas Cage movie, I'm pretty sure it stems from
Con Air. Really,
was it Wicker Man? He's in. Was that is that what it's called? The movie
The Bees? No, not The Bees.
But it's not just that scene. There's a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know.
So Raising Arizona.
That's the one movie. There might be another one. Spider-Verse.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Spider-Verse. Yeah, no, I can't watch Leaving Las Vegas.
He does. Nick Cage does really good in Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
he does.
Didn't he win an Oscar for Leaving Las Vegas?
I think
maybe.
I think so. I think that was his only Oscar.
And that's where the enigma of Nicolas Cage comes from, to me.
To you.
Because I think he won that, and then it just gave him more roles, more bigger roles.
Yeah. And then he became an action star.
Raising Arizona is great because that's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be mean.
Okay.
But I feel that the female lead cast did great. I really do. And I would love to see another one.
Yep. We're never going to get it, but I would love to see it.
Yeah. Because they're doing a third. They're doing a third in the, out of the, they're doing
one, the original two, three, universe.
Yeah. Oh, what company produced this movie? Do we know?
I think Universal. Nah, you know, don't quote me on that.
Paramount,
one.
Universal.
I want to say Universal, but I didn't write that one down.
It'd be.
I would think Universal, because all those people are under Universal or NBC, and NBC's under Universal, for the most part.
Well, I guess that's not that big of a deal, but I would like to see that them produce something else with these four ladies in a Ghostbuster setting.
Do you think that, because they made money off of it, they didn't make as much money as they probably wanted to, or they were, the projection was, I don't know what the projection was, but do you think, you know, let's say 3 or 4 years that they would try it again with these four?
No.
It's probably pretty tough.
Yeah, I don't think that would happen.
They could do it.
Yeah.
But should they? Probably not.
It's just too bad because they were hilarious.
And you think it was just more of the backlash because it was an all-female cast and a bunch of people didn't like...
Which, I know that there was back, you know. Mm-hmm. It I just think, doesn't make any sense.
But I feel that backlash was more of the people who enjoyed the first two movies, really.
Yeah.
Well...
Because I think that when they originally started the quest of making another more modern Ghostbusters...
Yeah.
That everybody thought that it was going to be the original cast.
Yeah.
And...
Harold Ramis is dead, so...
Right.
Yeah.
But they started with that whole idea before he passed away.
Yeah.
And...
Well, Bill Murray kept trying to get it off the ground. It just never happened.
Right.
Yeah. But why...
But I just don't see it working with those guys. I really don't, because I don't feel that Dan Aykroyd's super funny anymore.
No.
I don't feel that Bill Murray's super funny anymore.
If it's a small
role. He's become a cameo of himself.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, even Chevy Chase, I mean, that has nothing to do with this movie, but you watch him nowadays and it's like, I love the vacation movies.
Yeah.
He's funny in them, and there's a couple other movies he's in, like Fletch and...
Yeah.
I think he's great, but nowadays, like, there's like a TV series.
Community was tough.
Yeah.
He was good. He was semi good, but it was just like
he was just a cranky old man.
Right. Yeah. And that's who he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, maybe not. I don't know him personally, but I don't know. I just feel.
Do you think there's going to be backlash on the Ghostbuster 3 that they're going to come out with in the next couple of years?
Ooh. So.
What are they doing with it? I haven't heard much about it.
There's just been a teaser trailer.
Has there?
Yeah. Like a very small teaser.
Are they doing a male cast?
It's going to be the original cast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I feel. Like when sequels come out way later than they should have.
That should have been early 90s.
It oftentimes doesn't work.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like... Jurassic World worked.
Mm-hmm.
Independence Day
4. I mean, the second one. Yeah.
Didn't work.
No.
They should have had Will Smith in it, but.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
He learned his lesson after Earth.
let's not go off on that movie.
No, I would agree with that. Like, I think, like, my example was Rocky. You had Rocky IV, which was the peak of Rocky.
Yeah.
And then you had Rocky V, which just really did a bad job.
Yeah.
And then Rocky Balboa came out way later. And that they did a good job on that one. But
that kickstarted Creed.
Yeah. And Creed came out. That was good. The second one, I haven't seen the second one, but I've heard that it's really good too.
I also feel that they get it. They're not. Sylvester Stallone isn't young anymore.
Yeah.
They get it. He's old.
Yeah.
Rocky should be an old, beat-down dude, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he should be training the next generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where I feel that sometimes they try and...
Where his Rambo...
the one... Then he came out with the Rambo of
Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't that called Rambo?
Yeah.
Because the first one's called First Blood.
That one's bloody.
They drew First Blood!
Holy cow, that one's bloody. Watch that one, the Rambo.
Yeah. I heard it is. I've seen bits and pieces, but I haven't.
You should see Rambo 3.
From
the 80s.
Some
ultra violence.
But I like it. I like.
Holy cow.
That takes me back because I had a. What are those called? A standard or a poster? It wasn't a poster, though.
Yeah.
It was a big, you know, that cardboard.
Oh,
what are those called?
Cardboard cutout.
Cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
And it had to have been like 8 feet tall. It was of Sylvester Stallone. And then he had the helicopters in the back. This is when I first got a BB gun. So I set that down in my basement. My dad set it up.
Yeah.
And I would shoot at it. And I would shoot the the helicopters because I wanted to
protect Rambo.
Protect Rambo. And I shot those things till they were no more. Even the propellers, I shot the whole. There's holes there because of the, saving Rambo, protecting Rambo from them. And then there's the Arabians on the horses in the background and stuff too. And so like tanks and stuff. So I'd shoot out the tanks and yeah. And then I eventually got to shooting Rambo because there's nothing else on the board to shoot. But
it's a weird time in the 80s. Yes.
I didn't shoot my eye out.
Yeah. Back in the 80s when Ghostbusters came out.
I think it was, I don't know. They were good.
Are we still talking about Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Okay. We are.
Man, we've gotten so far off topic.
Which movie?
No. Well, I don't know what, like, what worked with it? What worked, or what did you enjoy about this movie?
Everything.
The cast.
The cast?
The whole cast.
The whole cast?
I don't think there was one person in that movie I didn't, like, did not like. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you like
Nicolas Andy Garcia? Nicolas Cage wasn't in it, so.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, Andy Garcia, I thought.
Yeah.
Did a good job as a mayor. And then
See, that scene's hilarious, too.
Yeah.
The scenes with the mayor.
When he's, like, denying everything.
And even his assistant, she's funny, too. And then they're at the restaurant, and she's like,
"That's pretty funny.
It's coming." And it's just a big dumpster rolling past the window.
I thought the part where she's like, "Are you going to be the mayor like in Jaws?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Don't ever compare me to the mayor."
Don't you ever compare me to the mayor in Jaws.
And he got so offended at it. I thought that was funny.
You see? It's funny.
Yeah. Andy Garcia was
funny.
Oh,
my gosh. Oh, Kristen Wiig.
I thought that her point in that was funny.
I think we're revealing a lot about Dave tonight. Yeah.
Sure.
He's not normally like this, folks.
No, I'm not sticking the mud there's on
something,
this one.
There has to be something in this movie that just doesn't, that just puts it in the side, like a little pin in your side. I don't know how you don't like it that much, as much as you
I don't know, like, don't. When I see Leslie Jones smile at times.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's just fake. I understand that that's fake. Personally speaking.
All right.
And I really think Kate McKinnon overacts. I think the whole lip syncing part just kind of threw me out of the
movie.
That
was so hilarious. Like, when she's dancing with the torches.
I just didn't think it was funny. That's all. I don't know what else to tell you guys about it.
Listen, I've had these movies for me, so I get it.
Yeah.
I just don't get this one.
Yeah, you guys may not get why I don't think it's funny. I think Chris Hemsworth to me makes it more funny than
anything. Worry, we still love you, Dave. Yeah,
I know. I'll be
the villain in one of these shows eventually.
Yeah, you better.
We have to find something that Jake doesn't like.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do it.
It's gonna be tough though.
There's one. He told me last week that there is one. We have to do that one eventually, sometime soon. There is one. Out of the list, because we talked about our list and how we came up with our list, because it was our suggestions, and then I suggested the one that I've been trying to say, hey, do we have to do this one? Do we have to do this one? He's like, yes, because I'm a villain for this one. I'm like, okay.
Is it Frosty the Snowman?
No. We'll talk about it after.
We'll talk about it after. Okay. Is there anything else okay.
Is there a different subject you want to pull?
Chris Hemsworth and graphics. Those are the two greatest things in the whole thing. That's all I want to say. The graphics were awesomely great in this one. The ghosts were awesome.
Yeah, I like the big scene when they're fighting in the city at the end, and there's all those different kind of ghosts and the
that was awesome.
The Macy's Day Parade balloons and
how she popped it with the
lens on them.
Yeah,
and their faces are. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool camera shot
because they're slowly being suffocated, but faces are against glass.
I liked when Kristen Wiig came and popped it. I liked that.
Well, could you imagine having to do that and how many takes you'd have to take to put your face into that glass?
like there to get was that shock. One, I think it was Leslie Jones's.
Yeah.
Where it was just like.
No, go back and look. Like, put it on pause and study their faces and then put your nose in, like, I don't know. Yeah. You'd have to break some cartilage to be able to do the faces that they do.
I agree with that. I don't know. That was
could have been CGI.
No, I bet you it was glass. It's glass and them just having it shoved.
Maybe.
Well, that's what it looks like. I don't know.
That's what it looks like, but
yeah.
Well, good job on the CGI. If that's
great
the
job. Case.
You only ever notice bad CGI. So
it's true.
True. All right. Thanks for joining us with this.
What a magical journey this episode was.
Man,
this
was all over the place.
Jake, thanks for keeping us on track.
Yes, thank
Ryan.
You, Jacob.
Ugh. Good job. Thanks for taking us off track, I guess.
Hey, it was great, man.
Nah.
It was great. It was a good one.
Man, we had a wide range of actors and
yeah. Nothing to do with Ghostbusters 2016, but
this does fit somewhat how all of us think. Personally speaking, we are all over the place at times. Things remind us of other things, so we'll bring those up because it's in that moment.
Right.
We need to talk about it because we feel that it works with what we're talking about, personally
speaking. If you listen to this episode more than once, 2, 3, 4 times, you'll find that...
We're insane.
Well, some are more so than others. I feel that I go off quite a bit more than you two. So... At least you can see.
Not all the time.
At least you can see into my mind, and what kind of world I live in.
What are you saying about us?
You guys have a good solid track.
Okay.
I go off the rails quite often. Squirrel.
What? Jake is the one that like keeps us more and more on track than I do.
Well, I love to go down the rabbit hole quite often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I see a rabbit hole, I'm diving into it.
But. Sometimes that's not bad.
See, my brain moves in a circle. So even though I can go off track, I can go back to the beginning of the circle quite easily.
I get back, but it's like more of a jagged circle.
Yeah.
Yours is a circle.
Yeah.
It's good to have that. It's good to have that circle. You can get hurt on the jagged circle.
Yeah.
Ride. What's that ride at Lagoon or
Wild Mouse?
Wild Mouse. That's me. You guys are the Colossus. I'm the Wild Mouse.
If anything, I'm the Music Express.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that one. Yeah. Just like,
because I can go around in a circle really fast in my thought process.
And so you come back to that, like you said, you come back to the start.
Yeah.
And it's not jagged or it's just right.
We're
back.
On a new topic.
Yeah.
This is nobody's gonna like this.
Nah, people will see. People will see what we're all about, I think.
Good movie.
Personally speaking.
Sequel, yes.
Anyway. Yes, sequel.
I don't know about the sequel they're gonna do though.
Or if it's not a sequel.
It's a sequel to the
originals.
Right.
I think I'd rent it. I don't think I'd ever buy that movie.
Redbox?
30 years too late.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But I would think that they would turn it over to somebody else, the next one.
They already did.
No, I mean
to the girls.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was hilarious.
Sure.
Dave, close.
Yes, close. Thank you for joining. Please rate, subscribe, leave a comment. Tell us what you think of Ghostbusters, the movie. Am I right about it, or are these two right about it? I think I'm right about it, but they will disagree with me. But yeah, leave a comment. Have a great day. We love you guys. Thank you. Bye.